So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So let's discuss what's behind an enlarged prostate that could potentially affect your urination. Now, it is true that when men age, their prostate actually does enlarge. And take a look at where the prostate is located. It's a gland that wraps around this little tube that's coming from your urinary bladder. So as you increase the size of that prostate, it's going to shut down that tube, and it's going to affect your ability to urinate. And so the doctor puts you on a certain medication like Flomax, an antibiotic, and maybe you'll do some blood tests, and then I'll see you in 6 months. But my question is, what is causing the enlarged prostate? If you take a look at all of your hormones, they can be classified really in two different categories. One category is called anabolic, and the other category would be catabolic. Now, anabolic has everything to do with building something up, and catabolic is breaking something down. So when you eat food, you have this catabolic effect, all these enzymes that break down food into their basic building blocks: amino acids, fatty acids, glucose, etc. And then you have all the anabolic hormones that kick in and take these building blocks and make body tissue out of them. And so when the prostate enlarges, it's obvious that you have this anabolic thing going on, right? If we take a look at all the anabolic hormones, we have prolactin, which, and maybe you've heard of prolactin with women in breastfeeding, but men also have prolactin. And if the prolactin is too high, it can definitely increase the size of the prostate. And then estrogen itself can increase the size of the prostate, and estrogen also increases the release of prolactin. So then you have other hormones like DHT, which is a very powerful form of testosterone, and androgens, cortisol, growth hormone, IGF number one, which is kind of the extension of growth hormone. It's made by the liver. It's stimulated by growth hormone. Definitely will increase the prostate. And you have progesterone and insulin, which is a very powerful anabolic hormone. And so let's take a look here. What food or thing has the majority of these hormones that you might be consuming on a regular basis? Milk. Milk is a very powerful anabolic substance that is turned into cheese, yogurt, kefir, and milk contains the majority of these anabolic hormones. And so if you have urination problems or your prostate is enlarged, you need to get off milk and milk products 100%. Okay, that's number one. Now, number two is insulin. What triggers insulin? Sugar, a high carb diet. So if your prostate is enlarged or you have urination problems, you need to get off sugar and go on a ketogenic plan. If you're new to my channel, I put a link down below. And then we have estrogen. Okay, so estrogen can come from many different sources. Soy is a big source of estrogen. So if you're consuming anything like soy milk or soy protein isolates as a protein in maybe a diet shake that you're taking, or you're not consuming organic foods, you just have commercial vegetables or commercial foods which have a lot of chemicals that mimic estrogen, that could be one big factor that's increasing the size of your prostate. Now, a lot of times people take natural remedies for the prostate, like saw palmetto. And because saw palmetto inhibits a certain enzyme that is normally converting testosterone into a very powerful form of testosterone called DHT, which can increase the prostate. But here's the problem. If you're taking saw palmetto on top of consuming a lot of milk products, eating a lot of sugar, potentially consuming some soy, it's not going to work. So I recommend cut out the dairy, get on a keto plan, make sure you don't consume anything that can stimulate estrogen. In addition to that, take some salt palmetto. Green tea is a great inhibitor of this enzyme. So are pumpkin seeds, zinc, and lycopene. Now, lycopene also has some great research that it can help shrink the prostate, and that would be high in tomatoes. So tomatoes would be a good food to consume if you have an enlarged prostate. So if you're going to tailor make a diet to someone with an enlarged prostate, not only healthy keto and intermittent fasting, but I would also consume more cruciferous vegetables, especially kale, because that's going to help balance your estrogen, and even beets.
Hey, before you go real quick, I have a course entitled How to Bulletproof Your Immune System. It's a free course. I want you to take it. And here's why. Here's you. Here is your environment. Everyone is focused on this over here, avoiding your environment. But what about here? What about strengthening your immune system? That's what's missing. This course will show you how to bulletproof yourself, and so you can tolerate and resist your environment much better by strengthening your own immune system. I put a link down in the description right down below. Check it out and get signed up today.
Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.